I certainly never told him. I never spoke to your father again after that last phone call, which, come to think of it, does seem strange. But with everything that happened that November, we weren't really thinking about you and your family anymore. We were too busy trying to save ours. Dory's disappearance was on the news, however. For the first few days in particular, when the volunteers were pouring in and the police were launching round-the-clock searches. I don't know if your parents saw the story or not. Why do you ask? I don't know. Annabelle? I couldn't look at her anymore. I hadn't come to say this. I didn't mean to say this. I was supposed to be doing reconnaissance, mining Mrs. Petrocelli for information about Dory's disappearance, preparing myself for the war ahead. But sitting in this cheery yellow kitchen, I couldn't do it anymore. I knew when she looked at me, she saw her daughter, the little girl who'd never gotten to grow up. And I know when I looked at her, I saw my mother, the woman who'd never gotten to grow old. We had both lost too much. I gave Dory the locket, I blurted out. It was one of the gifts, one of the things he left me. My father told me to throw it away, but I couldn't do it. Instead, I gave it to Dory. Mrs. Petrocelli didn't say anything right away. She pushed back her chair, stood up, started clearing the dishes from the table. Annabelle, do you think my daughter was killed because of some silly locket?
Maybe.
She took my coffee cup, then her own. She set them carefully, as if they were very fragile, in the sink. When she returned, she bent, placed her hand on my shoulder, and enveloped me with the soft scent of lavender.
You did not kill my daughter, Annabelle. You were her best friend. You brought her immeasurable joy. Truth is, none of us control how much time we have here on Earth. We can only control the life we lead while we have it. Dory led a loving, gracious, joyful existence. I think of that every morning when I wake up, and I think of it every night before I go to bed. My daughter had 7 years of love. That's a greater gift than some people ever get.
And you were part of that gift, Annabelle. I thank you for that.
I'm sorry, I said. Shh. You are so brave.
I'm playing the hand I was dealt, Mrs. Petrocelli said.
Bravery has nothing to do with it.
Annabelle, I am enjoying speaking with you. It's not often I get to talk to someone who knew Dory. She disappeared so young, and it was so long ago. But it is time, dear. I have my meeting.
Of course. Of course.
I belatedly scooted back my chair, let Mrs. Petrocelli escort me to the door. Halfway across the family room, I looked up to see Mr. Petrocelli coming down the stairs, dressed in dark chinos, a blue checkered dress shirt, and a deep blue sweater vest. He took one look at me, did an abrupt about-face, and headed back up the stairs, empty coffee cup dangling from his fingertips. I glanced at Mrs. Petrocelli, saw the strain of her lie regarding her husband stamped in the lines on her face. I didn't say a word, just squeezed her hand. At the door, however, one last thing occurred to me. Mrs. Petrocelli, I asked, do you think I could get a picture?